The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kavitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam. Now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kavitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kavitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. And thanks for tuning in. Some of you were probably awake and heard perspectives with Clark Donnelly. I was a guest on his show this morning. And so I'm happy that you've stayed tuned in to 94.7 here on Sunny 95 to listen to my show. All right, now, today we're going to have, I think it's going to be a fun show. Because we're going to have a couple, we're going to listen to some interviews that I did while I was traveling. They're called Teeth Across America interviews. Before I do, though, I'd like to give out today's question of the day. Dr. Kavitko's question of the day is, what percent of new dentists entering private practice will become associates or act as independent contractors in a practice? And this would be as opposed to opening up their own office or, I guess, going into a hospital-based dentistry program. All right, and this is according to Keith Kearns of the Ohio Dental Association, Director of Legal Services. And it was an article in ODA Today, December 2009. What percent of new dentists entering private practice will become associates or act as independent contractors in a practice? You can email your guesses to dentallyspeaking@gmail.com. You can call us. Give us a call. My producer's here ready, willing, and able to answer your phone calls. Call us at 459-9769. Give us your guess. Also, remember this is a live show, so if you have a question, feel free to give us a call. Even if it's off the topic that we are discussing today, I'll be happy to answer it. If I don't have time to answer it today, I can answer it next week or so on, because it is live. And we appreciate your cooperation, interaction, emailing, all that stuff. All right, now, I want to get right to the interviews because they are going to take up most of our first segment. However, one thing I do need to mention, and that is, I'm honored to have been named the Business Person of the Year by the Clintonville Area Chamber of Commerce. It was quite a surprise. I got the phone call a couple weeks ago. There's a banquet on February 19th. It's at the University Plaza Hotel, 3110 Olentangy River Road. If you're interested in coming, and I'd love to have my listeners come and support me, the phone number to call is 262-2790. That's 262-2790. And if you want to see the full article, you can Google 2010 Clintonville Area Chamber of Commerce Business Person of the Year. And what will come up is several, but what you should probably choose is the one that says Columbus Local News, The Booster, because The Booster did a very nice story, much appreciated, with a nice picture. The picture you'll see online is kind of small. The one in the paper was very large, and you couldn't miss it. Anyway, very flattered about that, and so give the chamber a call at 262-2790. The other announcement I'd like to make is there is what is called the Clintonville Emporium, Valentine's Day Emporium. It took place yesterday and the day before at 4334 North High Street. It's to raise money for the Clintonville Historical Society, and they've decided that because of the snow that we've all experienced here lately, they've decided to have it again next Friday and Saturday. And so you can, if you're interested, you can check, maybe send me an email or even check with the Booster. I have a feeling there'll be an article in the Booster about it. Okay, so this first audio file we're going to listen to is when I was traveling, and I went to this dental lab, Space Maintainers Labs, and I'm going to think of them as the dental lab to the stars. So let's listen in to me interviewing John Christian. All right, I am in Chatsworth, California, and I am at Space Maintainer Labs, and I just walked in, and Space Maintainer Labs does all kinds of orthodontic appliances for folks, and they have this really neat display case in the lobby I happen to notice when I walk in, and there's all these models of famous people. There's Valerie Harper, Anna Nicole Smith, Tom Cruise, Don Knotts, Leanne Rimes, Demi Moore, Sandra Bullock. I can't read them all, but I have with me here
John Christian with Space Maintainers Lab.
John, thanks so much for talking with me today. This is really cool. So you actually you worked on all these people?
Yes, we get cases in occasionally from several of our clients who are dentists to the stars, if you will. And we make various appliances, splints and retainers and other things such as that for them. And then we also work with the studios and situations where they need props, particularly like for the ER series. We did a lot with them. And then with some of the movies, Tom Cruise in Born on the 4th of July and Demi Moore in the Indecent Proposal movies. So we worked with these people and all different levels.
It's pretty neat. Now, basically, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's about 30, 35 models here. One of them has a fork stuck in it. What's that?
Well, that was an ER situation where a young child presumably fell and wound up with the fork embedded in the palate. So they had to take the patient to the hospital to have that removed.
So this is in an episode of ER?
Yes. And then if you'll notice in the upper right, there's a picture there of a patient with a... part of a fence that went through the chin and out through the mouth, and they had to cut the fence apart, take the patient into the hospital to remove that carefully, and so we made the prop so that it would appear as though it actually had pierced the chin. So it was quite interesting working with that one.
It looks pretty neat. Okay, now there's this one. There's one here with Tom Cruise, and it looks like it has braces on it, the old-style metal mouth. What's the story behind that?
Well, that is a situation for Born on the 4th of July, when Tom was supposed to have been a high school wrestler at the time. The movie started out as a young child and, of course, took him through his situations in Vietnam. And so the braces made him look like a young child or young kid. And the same with Demi Moore. You see right below her, below the Tom Cruise's models, you see Demi's models. And we did the same for her to make her just look like a teenager.
Now, these aren't real braces, though, right?
No, they just clip on. They look like the old-fashioned full bands, but it's just a labial and buccal placement of the attachment, so it just clips in and out of their mouth very quickly.
So we don't want too many people to know that there are braces that will actually come out when their dentist isn't looking, right?
That's right, yeah. And we've done this for quite a number of TV shows as well.
Really?
Those type of braces over the years, yeah.
Now, let's see, I'm also noticing there's this really big mouth over here. It just looks bigger than everybody else. Who's this one right here, over here on the right?
That's Oscar De La Hoya.
Oh, so he's like a big man then, huh?
He's the big man. He's a boxer, right? Yeah.
Was he a heavyweight?
Yeah, I don't know. Sal might know about that, but I'm not sure.
Okay, and let me think, who else do we have? We have Carmen Electra. Carmen Electra up here, Sugar Ray Leonard, Loretta Swit. Patrick Swayze, Julia Roberts, Paul Anka, Dean Cain. Boy, I should be getting your autograph.
Right. Well, we have about 30 more models that we haven't put out here because we just don't have room for them. So we collect them over the years.
Wow.
So it's kind of...
That's really cool. Is it okay if I get a picture of them and maybe I'll put them up on the dentallyspeaking.com website?
Oh, I don't think there's a problem there at all.
Okay, we'll do that. And so, listeners, you'll be able to go to dentallyspeaking.com and see some of these models. I don't know if I said Sheena Easton, Reese Witherspoon, David Duchovny, Sandra Bullock. You mentioned Demi Moore. I just think it's really neat. Jean-Claude Van Damme, or Van Damme, however you say it, Lionel Richie.
Matt Damon?
Where's Matt Damon? Oh, up on top? Okay. And then there's Tim Allen, now known as Santa Claus, right?
Right.
Sylvester Stallone, Sean Penn, Elliot Gould. Wow. Let's see. Boy, just, I'm like a kid in a candy store.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, you know.
Really? Which one?
He's on upper right.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, Owen Suzanne Plachette. I remember her from the Bob Newhart show.
That's right, yeah.
But you couldn't afford to get Bob Newhart?
Nope, I guess not. I'm just wondering. There's one other here that's hidden.
Let's see, what's he looking for? He's got Anthony Hopkins. Okay. Very neat. So, now, the fact that you have these models, does that mean that you guys made some appliances for all these folks through their dentist or what?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
Meaning you helped straighten their teeth, or what?
Well, in some cases, yes. In others, it was splints for TMD problems.
TMD is temporomandibular joint dysfunction?
Right, right, So we've done a lot of those kind of situations. Jewel, for example, she had a...
Oh, I missed her because I didn't know she had a last name.
Yes.
Are we allowed to say her last name?
I don't know.
Maybe we won't.
It might be a secret. I don't know.
We won't say it. But anyway, Jewel's there, and everybody remembers how her cuspid sticks out. She's got the crooked teeth. Kind of became her trademark. But anyway, it doesn't look like you guys did much straightening yet.
No, not on that one. Not at all.
Okay.
Greg Kinnear is up there.
Greg Kinnear? Yeah, I'm trying to remember Greg Kinnear. He's a sports figure, right? Is he an announcer?
He's an actor.
Oh, he's an actor? Okay. Who else? Who else are we seeing? Who else? Let's see. Joe Mazzello. Who's that?
He was in Jurassic Park. One of the young children in Jurassic Park.
Oh, okay. Okay. And Julia Roberts, Pretty Woman. Was that about the time that she did Pretty Woman?
I think so. In fact, Mark Veese, Rob's brother, is friends with her, personal friends. So they hang out occasionally, apparently.
Okay, that sounds neat. Let's see. So, well, anyway, this is really, and you have more, huh? You have more in the back?
Yes.
Why are you keeping them hidden?
Well, we don't have a place to put them, so we will one day. I'm sure one day we'll
have to rotate them, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Well, gee, thanks so much for letting me look at this and talking to me. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing some of the other things you guys do here.
All right. Well, we'll get them out for your next visit.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks again.
Sure, my pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best. Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
And you've got a smile that could light up this whole town. I haven't seen it.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking here with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much for joining me. We're having a fun show today. What we're doing is some interviews that I've done as I travel, my Teeth Across America series. Before I get on to that, the next interviews, I'd like to give out some of the guesses we've had for our question of the day. The question of the day was, what percent of new dentists entering private practice will become associates or act as independent contractors in a practice? Bo has emailed us a guess of 52%. Terry called us and said she thought it was 25%, or maybe Terry is a guy. I don't know. Anyway, and then Bianca said 66%. So far, none of those are correct, although we are getting closer. So thanks so much for that. And now, right after we finished talking to John, he started talking again. And as often happens, oftentimes happens, once we turn off the microphone, people seem to open up. So I just have a little bit more of an interview that I was that I did that day with John. So let's go ahead and listen in.
Top Gun.
So wait a minute. When you were doing Top Gun, you did what?
When I met Tom, he was getting ready for Born on the 4th of July. And doing that particular movie, but it was just after Top Gun, and he was a big hot ticket then, so it was kind of fun to
Was he fun to work with?
Yeah, he was a real nice guy. I was really surprised. You know, really, really laid back and made us feel at home. I went over to the studios a couple times to make sure the fitting was right, and so they welcomed me with open arms. And it was kind of neat.
Well, that's good.
Because he was such a nice guy.
Well, and you always hear that they're kind of going to be snobs or snots or something, right?
Yeah. So I was expecting to be kind of pushed off to the side, and they just made me one of the boys while I was there. So that was nice.
Good. Any other like fun stories where you got to go over to the actual studio on set or anything?
No, just those couple of situations with that.
Just with Tom Cruise, yeah. and so you did the same thing for Demi Moore.
Yeah, and a couple of others who've come by the lab. I'm trying to think of who. It's been a while since.
Now, have you made any, I don't know, vampire teeth or anything special?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we do that fairly regularly.
You do vampire teeth?
Every holiday we get requests for that. So.
Now, have you ever known of a celebrity to have a tooth extracted just for a role?
No. I hope not. Never heard of that one.
I've heard that they do it, though.
Really?
Yeah. Or how about like a broken tooth?
Oh, my
God. I could have sworn, I forget who it was, where they had like the front tooth shaved off at an angle to make it look like it was broken.
Oh, my goodness. No, I've never heard of that.
Okay. Maybe it's urban legend.
Yeah, let's hope so. That's a little drastic.
Well, I think they're probably thinking they can always get a crown or a veneer or something.
Yeah, well, so I wouldn't want to give up my teeth for that, I'll tell you.
Me neither.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, so this next, I thought that was pretty interesting, and all those people, I was like a kid in a candy store. Now, this next interview, this is pretty neat, because if you were listening to Perspectives with Clark Donnelly, you heard me talk about this a little bit this morning, and it's this new orthodontic approach called six-month smiles, also known as short-term ortho, or STO. And I was in Phoenix, and I was able to I was actually becoming certified in six-month smiles. And so I met the founder of it, if you will, the developer of it. His name is Dr. Ryan Swain. And let's listen into an interview that I did with him in Phoenix.
All right, so we are in Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm here with Dr. Ryan Swain. And met Dr. Swain, didn't really meet him in Las Vegas, but I first heard about him, or actually heard him speak in Las Vegas. And then I came to Phoenix to hear him speak more. And Dr. Swain, you've come up with a new system for orthodontics. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. It's called 6 Month Smiles. And what 6 Month Smiles is all about is it's a systemized way of providing cosmetic orthodontics, and it's meant specifically for general dentists. What we do is we teach general dentists how to do this procedure, and we partner with them essentially so that they can cater to the adults in their practice who aren't interested in traditional orthodontics. So it's taking, it utilizes brackets and wires, clear brackets, tooth-colored wires, and it's focused on providing treatment in an average time of 6 months.
So, wait a minute, it's real orthodontics, but it only takes 6 months?
That's right. It uses brackets and wires. The reason for the short treatment times essentially is because we're letting go of some of the goals that take a long time to accomplish with traditional orthodontics. We're focusing on the things that the patients really don't like about their smile. We can do about 90% of what's typically done in a comprehensive case in 4 to 9 months, and we're focusing on adults' chief complaints, correcting the things that they don't like, rather than leaving them out in the cold with nothing good to do.
So the biggest difference then between regular orthodontics and what you're presenting here is some of the things in the back teeth that maybe people don't even know are a little bit out of kilter?
That's right. Usually things that people don't like about their teeth are with the teeth that show when they smile. And so changing the patient's angle classification, the way that their posterior teeth relate, that's not part of a typical 6 month smiles case. So that, along with some other changes, there's some slight differences. And that, along with the clear brackets and tooth-colored wires, in conjunction with the short treatment times, that's really what makes this attractive for patients.
So how so the average case is 6 months. How long would be the longest case?
Well, our treatment window is usually 4 to 9 months. Almost all the cases are finished within 4 to 9 months. Sure, once in a while, if you have a patient who gets particularly picky or something that's just taking a little bit longer than you thought, it could take longer than that. But if it goes longer than 9 months, that would be very rare.
What's the shortest time frame you've ever had a case?
Oh, boy, we've accomplished some people's correction of their chief complaint in just a matter of a month or two. Sometimes you just have teeth that are very minorly crowded, or a tooth that just needs to be extruded, and some of those things can happen quickly. But on the whole, most patients, it's going to take approximately 6 months to really give them nice symmetry and to give them a smile that looks fantastic.
So why do you think the orthodontists aren't doing this?
Well, when they're trained in their residencies from day one of when they go through dental school and then they get into their orthodontic residency program, they're taught to try to get as close to this ideal relationship as possible with ideal overjet, ideal overbite, class one occlusion. So they're aiming for that every case that they do.
These seem to be all these things that people don't even really know about and maybe don't even care about.
That's right. And, you know, it's good that there are orthodontists out there that can provide the ideal treatment. It's great. There needs to be people who know how to do that and understand how to get the best result. But what this is all about is saying, hey, when an adult doesn't want that, rather than leaving them with nothing or prepping their teeth for veneers, we can provide a safe and conservative option in a much shorter amount of time with clear braces.
So basically then, this is kind of catering to adults. This would be somebody that, I don't know, maybe they're 25 and above and they didn't get braces for one reason or another. In fact, my wife, her parents offered her either braces or a drum set. What do you think she picked?
I think she picked the drum set.
She did.
I don't blame her.
which actually is how we met, by the way, because we met in band.
Oh, good, yeah.
Because I play the drums too. But anyway, okay, so like population-wise, what percent of the population do you think would benefit from 6 month ortho or 6 month smiles?
Oh, good question. I mean, I think most adults, I mean, if any dentist thinks about their own practice and thinks about how many adults in their practice have perfect smiles and perfectly positioned teeth, it's very few. So lots of people with crooked teeth. Sure, some of them aren't going to be interested no matter how short the treatment time is or how clear the braces are, but there's a very big percentage of this. And this is why I've been able to have a practice that focuses exclusively on 6 month smiles as a general dentist because the demand is there.
So as a general dentist, all you do is orthodontic care?
That's right. We do some other type of cosmetic dentistry, some whitening, some bonding. But for the most part, 6 month smiles is all we do, and I love it. It's non-invasive, it's conservative, it's tangible. The patients love it, and it makes for a great atmosphere in the office.
You know, it sounds like a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to doing it. And it also sounds to me like something that a lot of my listeners would have questions about. So this is a Teeth Across America interview, as you know, because I'm in Phoenix right now, and you're not on the phone with me on the air, but I'd like to invite you to be my guest on the show. Do you think we could arrange that at some point down the line?
Sure. Yeah, I love talking to people about this procedure. It's what I eat, sleep, and breathe. I've trained hundreds of dentists around the country and internationally over the last few years, and I'm very passionate about it, so I'd love to do that.
Okay, sounds good. You'll have to get up early because the show is at 7 in the morning on Sundays.
All right, I'll see if I can make that happen.
No, I'm sure you're up early on other days. You don't get to be successful by sleeping in. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I've also got a 3-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter, so they get up pretty early, so yeah. I'll be there.
Okay. All right, Dr. Swain, thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Take care.
You're listening to Dentally Speaking here on Sunny 95. Everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask, and we'll be right back.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help? So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Don't miss the February 19th through the 21st Sprout Swap at Sprout Soup, your natural children's store on High Street in Clintonville. Bring your gently used cloth diapers and baby carriers and earn cash or store credit for all you sell. Drop off at Sprout Soup between January 26th and February 12th and check out other great deals on our extensive line of cloth diapers, baby carriers, natural toys, and safe feeding supplies. The Sprout Swap will begin at 10 a.m. on Friday, February 19th, and continue through closing until 5 p.m. on Sunday, the 21st. Noah and Alyssa are always available to answer questions or offer suggestions in the child-friendly atmosphere at Sprout Soup, or you may reach them at sproutsoup.com or by phone, 614-26-SPROUT. That's 26 Sprout. Again, find them online or visit them and the boys at 4310 North High Street at Henderson and Clintonville. You'll be glad you did.
Worldwide.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking. Thanks so much for joining me. I love that song. My wife knows that. It doesn't even have the word smile in it, but I still use it. You might notice that the songs we use a lot of times have the word smile, but that one just makes me smile, so that's why I use that song. Anyway, you're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. We're here every Sunday morning at 7. And before I forget, I'd like to give out one more guest to the question of the day, and as well as giving you the answer. So, the question of the day was, or is, what percent of new dentists entering private practice will become associates or act as independent contractors in a practice? And this is according to an article in ODA Today, December 2009, by Keith Kearns, who is the ODA Director of Legal Service. The answer, I'm sorry, one more guess, Michelle, I forgot to say, Michelle emailed a guess. Her guess was 80%. And the answer is, drumroll please, 76%. So, Michelle was pretty close. So a little over three-fourths of the dentists, new dentists, wind up as associates or independent contractor type relationships. And I think it's because they graduate with a lot of debt, usually typically at least over $100,000, sometimes a lot more than that. And the financial stress or strain of being able to then go to a bank and say, I want to borrow, I don't know, $300,000 more or $500,000 more can be too much. So it also, you know, it's not a bad thing, though, because it gives them an opportunity to learn from a mentor and gain their speed and their skills, improve their skills a little bit. Also, if you'd like to remember, you can send your questions. I'll be happy to answer them on the air to dentallyspeaking@gmail.com. Also, please visit dentallyspeaking.com and you will see, I don't have them up yet, but soon you'll have photographs of those models of all the famous folks that we described in the earlier interview with John Christian. And our podcasts are available by searching iTunes at Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. And by the way, you can also access the podcasts by going to dentallyspeaking.com or columbustoday.com. Actually, pretty soon, if you just type in anything.com, you're going to get my podcasts or my picture's going to come up. We'll see. And also, if you'd like, follow me on Twitter. You do that by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko, and I spell it D-R-K-V-I-T-K-O. I used all caps. I'm not sure if you have to, because I'm not that well-versed in Twitter. I just know how to tweet. Anyway, okay, now, I think that maybe does it for the announcements. I have a couple little fun facts that I wanted to share with you. And then I want to talk a little bit more about six-month smiles. So here's a little fun fact. Did you know that an elephant molar, elephant's molars measure 1 foot across and weigh between 8 and 10 pounds. That's amazing. 8 and 10 pounds. That's more than a brick. It's bigger than a brick. Aren't bricks about 6 or 8 inches? This is 12 inches, weighs 8 to 10 pounds. Just a little fun fact for the day. Now, the interview that I did with Dr. Swain, the one where we were talking about 6 month smiles, as you heard, and even I talked about it when I was on Perspective with Clark Donnelly, that, I'm now certified to do the six-month ortho, STO, or six-month smiles, and very, very excited about that. So if you have any questions about that particular procedure, feel free to send an email. We'll be happy to get you answers. And as you heard, Dr. Swain has agreed to be on our show, be our guest live on this show coming up down the road here. And I'm looking forward to that, because this is going to, as I see it, it's going to solve this issue that a lot of adults have, which is they didn't get braces as a child, or they got them and they didn't wear the retainer, and now it looks like they never had braces. And so they're going around with crooked teeth. Nobody really wants braces as an adult, but everybody would like straight teeth, I would think. And so this is a way with clear brackets, tooth-colored wires, and literally in about the time between today, let's say you had a cleaning in my office today, between now and next time when you come back for your next cleaning, you would have straight teeth on average 6 months. So that's when you look at it that way, it's a pretty good thing, pretty good deal. All right, now be sure to tune in next week. We're here every Sunday morning at 7. I do appreciate you tuning in, getting up this early. It's beautiful out there. All that snow that fell is so pretty. The roads are clear, though, now, so you don't have to worry. And you know what? It is winter. And I tell my staff all the time, winter happens. If winter happened in July, that's when we should be all worried and upset. But since it happens it happens to be February, I think 8, 9, 10 inches, 12 inches of snow is really cool. I'm a little bit like Jim Ganahl in that respect, isn't that I like winter. So I do appreciate you tuning in again. Remember, dentallyspeaking.com. Send us your emails to dentallyspeaking@gmail.com. And follow me on Twitter. And you go out and have a great, great day. I don't know if we're going to see the sunshine, but it sure is pretty out there. And come on back next Sunday at 7.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko's shows.